If there's something that you want to know about football on the radio, it's all on the Soccer Show.
Well, it's nearly Christmas, and welcome to the festive edition of The Soccer Show from the GRETV studios here in Ireland. Today, Howard McCarthy has joined myself, Jerry Mulcairns, and we're here to look ahead to the weekend's Premier League fixtures and guess the scores. Well, there'll be St. Stephen's Day's fixtures, won't they?
Boxing Day,
that's right, over there, St. Stephen's Day. Always get confused about it. Anyway, that's all coming up, and we'll have a bit of Christmas cheer right after this little jingle.
The Soccer Show, for fans only.
The Soccer Show.
Right, here we are. There's a cracker for Howard. Ho, ho, ho. See what we can pull out of that. What's the worst thing you've ever pulled out of a cracker?
God, there's been some crappy ones. Do you ever remember them magic fish?
that curl up in your hand. Yeah, that's right, yeah.
They're about the worst.
Oh, they are magic, yeah, that's right. And of course, all the jokes would be getting used to them, you know. Are you set up anyway? Very close now.
I hope she is, yeah.
Yeah, well, the tree, I've a very small one at the moment, but anyway, all the gifts are done, so I'm happy with that and all wrapped. Yeah. And thanks again, Howard, for we swapped gifts here before we came on here.
Yeah.
We did, yeah. Coming very handy, weren't they, yeah?
Yeah, mine will anyway, yeah.
Well, I was going to say, that might be the only cup that you win this year, you know, there you go. Anyway, right, midweek saw that Real Madrid, they beat Casemiro Antlers 4-2. I mean, they've had a fantastic season. They win in the FIFA Club World Cup there in extra time against their Japanese
Ronaldo
opponents.
Madrid had a great year, didn't they?
How many years had a fantastic year, any really?
In fairness to him, I don't like the guy. I've read that he's giving hundreds of thousands to kids in Sudan and all that kind of places, and fair play to him.
Yeah. I mean, if you're that kind of iconic status to do that, really, isn't it? It's so good, you know, to give something back. But for him, I mean, I suppose it can only go up. I mean, that's what he would hope. Anyway, he wouldn't want it to go down after this, but he is coming of an age.
But he'll always be remembered like Maradona, in the same kind of things. Maradona, Pele, Cruyff and all them fellas. He's right up there, him and Messi.
Sure, well, to finish the year on a hat-trick, really, and in a cup final, win that again. He won the European Championships, didn't he? Although he came off, didn't he, but this team. And remember, he was shouting on the sidelines like the manager, wasn't he?
Managing, wasn't he?
That's right, yeah. Which might be a move for him anyway. A lot of them go into that,
don't they?
What about the $60 million that Chelsea received this morning from China? They're going mad, aren't they?
Yeah, brilliant, the Chinese, aren't they? I believe Carlos Tevez is heading over there as well, and he's going to be on something like $400,000 a week.
I saw some statistic. I think was it a euro a second he's on.
But as I say to people, if you go and see Garth Brooks or if you go and see Take That or anything, they're millionaires. They're good at what they do. The footballers that are earning the big money are the cream of the crop. I don't begrudge it to them at all.
I guess they work hard, they look after themselves, strength and fitness and all such like. Galway United, seen a couple of things going on?
Yeah, the fixtures came out, didn't they? They've Drogheda at home and they've played Finn Harps away soon enough as well.
Okay, so that all kicks off earlier this year, doesn't
it?
Or next year,
I think, isn't it? February.
Yeah. So, all right, and just a quick review, 2016. I mean, there's a list there of a few things out of them, do you see? What stands out most for you?
Well, Leicester winning the league, wasn't it? I mean, like they got knocked out of the cups early, like we said. They had no European Cup matches. They could play the same 11 week in, week out. And fair play to them. Yeah. He did fantastic job with players that City wouldn't sign, Chelsea wouldn't sign.
No, and of course losing Nkenti, N'Golo Kanté, for sure. And of course they've got Hazard to thank for that fantastic goal against Spurs. Sorry, you Spurs fans, disappointing as it was for you, but big moment.
Bottlers and Coca-Cola, aren't they, Tom?
But right, old fairy tale story, so that was the main one. I mean, the Ireland's European final campaign, that was fairly good, wasn't it?
Great summer with that when they beat Italy.
Yeah, the last minute, wasn't it? Yeah, Brady, was it?
Yeah, and beating Germany 1-0 as
well. Okay, yeah, Shane Long's goal. Yeah, that earlier in the year. Yeah, that's
very the FAI are promoting play from the back, and the goal came from a long punt from the goalkeeper.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, one of the most iconic goals, wasn't it? Yeah. And, of course, that Icelandic clap.
Yeah, and then Iceland beating England 2-1 wasn't great, really.
No, that's
England
right.
The performance was pathetic.
No. Well, that was Roy Hodgson, but, of course, his successor, Big Sam, he didn't last that long. And that was another kind of, the media sting, wasn't it? The cash sting really got done.
They reckon that the England started the, you know, that thing about dressing up as scary clowns when they came back from, was it France?
Yeah.
Yeah. They were on, there's a big picture of them, a load of clowns getting off an aeroplane and England come back from the European Championships.
Always fail. I mean, I don't know how Southgate, well, I hope he does a bit better anyway, but Dundalk, Stephen Kenny's side, that was a great story, wasn't
United
it?
United beat them, remember that night? Yeah. Name in DC Park.
That's right, yeah. Then. Back to the wall for the last 45 minutes.
Was, wasn't it?
Well, the last 89 minutes. But, Dundalk, although, of course, they've lost, as we know, a couple of players recently to the Premier League.
Goal. Steve Kenny will pick up somebody else. He's a very good manager, very astute. So
I guess they'll be looking for some of the better players that are playing in the League of Ireland to go there and forward their career, you know. Jose Mourinho's destruction at Stamford Bridge, that was one for me to kept an eye on. And, of course, then his subsequent arrival at Old Trafford.
Yeah, big Jose. Yeah.
See what he's saying now, though? He wants to keep quiet now, Jose, really. He's going on Chelsea. All they score one goal and they win and they defend well. I mean, how many games did we win under Jose Mourinho? We won 1-0 and we defended well and scored one goal, you know.
To be honest with you, Jose, I don't listen to him anymore because it's the same old rubbish every time.
Yeah, well, he's masking over, and he's some of the issues there, I think, some
of
the time.
Of course he is. I mean, he came out during the week and said three quarters of the team that are there at United aren't good enough for what he wants to do with them. Like, so.
What about the appointment of Pep, you know, the magician?
Yeah, he's had it tough since the start of the season when he won all the games. He's playing too far forward, I think, and defence is awful. I said to you before, I don't like Collar off a centre-back. Last week, Walcott went past him like he wasn't there. Right. I mean, if you start giving teams a 1-0 lead, you're chasing after it. Luckily enough, they got it back last week.
Yeah, I mean, it was full of hope, wasn't it, when it first came? It was like Pep Guardiola coming to the Premier League, and, you know, what's he going to bring with him? And, of course, he started so well, wasn't it? I mean, they're still in the race, do you know what I mean? He looks a bit worried sometimes, though, doesn't he? He's scratching his head and a bit like, is he getting his message across?
I don't think they can understand what he wants players that are going to be two or three passes ahead of where the game is. Like a game of chess. That's what he like. I mean, we've got Collar off in there. He's not good enough. We've got Jesus Navas. He's not good enough. I don't think so, anyway. No,
they've still got some fine players.
Oh, great players,
in the team, you know. I mean, I'd have a trouble understanding some of his sideline sort of handshakes and moves, wouldn't you, really? Would you know, like...
I mean, he spent £50 million on John Stones and he didn't play against Arsenal.
Right.
Sat on the bench. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah, I don't think it's quite settled there yet, is it, really?
And
you
talk about £50 million now for Van Dijk from Southampton. He's not worth that kind of money.
And the transfer window's open today, now, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Of course, the sadness was the loss of the Brazilian team, Chapecoense, wasn't it, in the Colombian air disaster. And you were saying there this
morning... Yeah, there was a rumour going around that they'd fined them for not turning up for that game. But fined both sets of both teams.
Like, I mean, that's ridiculous.
It's crazy, isn't it? Yeah. How could they play without a team? Like, that's madness.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man.
Well, and then finally going to end, I suppose, on the football news, really. Of course, the shocking news of all the paedophile kind of coaches in the game, the 70s and 80s, there's still players coming out.
I'd say it's only the tip of the iceberg that's so found. You know what I mean?
Might go right round a lot of other different sports and areas in life, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
There'll be a lot of ex-coaches now that'll be shaking in the boots, wondering, are they going to be called in before them?
I mean, it's the most shocking news, really, of the game, isn't it, really? It's the game we love and kind of support, you know?
Like we've said before, you 10-year-old kid, you leave him in charge of the coach, and the coach takes him on, teaches him, looks after him, and we do that with Kool FC now. I mean, you're on a hiding to nothing. As I said to you before, again, I won't put my arms around the kid and say, "Yeah, look," and then tap him on the head or on the back. Because you don't know who's watching.
No, very true, very true. And, of course, well, this year we lost a few people.
Yeah.
Lost your dad.
My dad, he's the reason I have a love for football and sport. And it's going to be not a great Christmas without him, but I'm sure he'd be looking down on us.
Yeah, I lost my old mate Eddie Stack, the writer, you know, he was a great lad, went down very fast, you know, miss him too. And, of course, over the years, so many musicians and actors and... household names, David Bowie, Leonard Cohen.
Yeah, loads and many of them. Others, even yeah. comedians and everything.
Yeah,
like, you know,
yeah.
It's been can't wait to see the back of it, to be honest with you.
Right, bring in 2017. Yeah. Well, we'll be looking at the Boxing Day or the, you know, St. Stephen's Day games anyway, coming up after this.
Have you enough balls to listen to the Soccer Show? WordPress.com. The Soccer Show for fans only.
There you go. Thank you, Santa. Right, we're going to begin. This is at 12:30. That's the early start, isn't it? It takes place in London. Watford are in 12th place. They take on Crystal Palace, are in 17th. And it looks like Big Sam, well, he's in the frame, isn't he, after Alan Pardew got the chop there.
It's crazy. I know we were all predicting it and everything, but it's December. You know, I mean, Pardew's got a good squad there. I mean, he's got Benteke up front, who's a fantastic. But I was listening to Mark Lawrenson, and he was going, why don't they just cross it into the box to where Benteke is?
Get his big head,
don't, they don't do it. They don't play to his strengths. I mean, that's the manager. Like.
I guess, and it was his signing, wasn't it? But, you know, they're only 1 point above the relegation place. They've lost 8 of their last 10 Premier League games. So he does seem to go on runs. We mentioned that, didn't he? Alan Pardew's either good runs or bad runs. And I suppose clubs, do they look like them when it comes to Christmas? You know, this is a time, if they're going to push on,
it
has to happen from now to, you know.
It's normally Sunderland that do it, though, isn't it? They normally get rid of their manager and bring in somebody else.
Yeah. I mean, Palace, they've got, who's the owner there, the guy?
Steve Parrish,
is it?
Steve Parrish, yeah.
And seems to run a tight ship there. And I heard this morning on the radio that Big Sam, he was trying to just confirm what his relationship would be with the kind of chairman. And I think they've got some new American owners
in the club. There you go.
So I guess it's all changed.
I believe the Aston Villa guy, Lerner, when he was in charge, he didn't even know about relegation. Do you know what I mean? How mad is that? Like,
offside? What's offside?
Yeah, he didn't know that they could go down and lose all the Premier League money. Really? Like, crazy stuff.
Oh, geez, well, you know, money says a lot, you know. Anyway, the Hornets, they've lost 4 of their last 6 Premier League matches as well, and they sit 5 points adrift to the bottom 3. And, of course, their top striker, Troy Deeney, he's not scored since October. That's Troy Deeney.
Still on 99, then.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, waiting for the ton, you know.
You watch now, when he gets the 100th, he'll probably get 2 or 3.
Yeah, right. Yeah, balance, yeah. You know? Break the hoodoo. Of course, there was a repeat of the 2013 Championship final there at Wembley, where Crystal Palace, they beat Watford 1-0, didn't they, to get promoted? Yeah. Interestingly, so in 1954, we wouldn't quite remember that. It was a Watford 7, Crystal Palace 1, whether we'll get a repeat of that. Last season, it was 1-0 to Palace, and head to head, Palace have a slight difference, 47-41. Overall,
yeah, you normally get an upsurge in the team when they lose a manager to try and impress the guy that's coming in. So,
is this just very short space of time though? He come in, he wouldn't have been training with the lads or anything. Yeah. They actually play for themselves to try and impress, don't they, the manager?
Well, they don't have Pardew on the sideline doing his dance. And that's an amazing thing now, that the last 3 teams that have lost the cup final have gone down the following year. If Palace go down.
Oh, interesting stuff.
You've got Villa, Palace, and Hull City before that then.
Right, okay.
So we don't want to get to the cup final this year. I'm gonna go for a home win and Deeney to get his 100th goal.
Yeah, I agree with you. Now, there is that point of, say, Crystal Palace go out there full of kind of effort and meaning, you know, to try and impress the new manager who's ever coming in. But I think it's a bit late. I think they'll kind of be enjoying their Christmas and they're not sure which way it's going to go, isn't it, in the future. Like, I agree, Watford home win. So, right, Arsenal, West Brom, these move down to 3 o'clock kickoffs. I think Arsenal in 4th place, West Brom in 8. The Gunners, as we say, coming down with the Christmas decorations, you know. And interestingly, Cech has now gone 8 Premier League games without a clean sheet for the first time in his career.
At times last week at City, they looked very, very good on the break. But the City were way better than them in the second half. And it was, and there was talk of Wenger saw the 2 offside goals. If he saw them goals, he should be doing refereeing. Because until they actually slowed it down and stopped Sane, I thought he was onside. And if you look at the shot from Raheem Sterling, and Silva is supposed to be in the line of Cech. Not unless Cech's cross-eyed and was looking the other way.
No, that's right. The first goal was, there was a slight case for offside.
Toenails,
you know. Yeah, so. They have been given big matches like that. Do you know what I mean? Interestingly, because back to that, we mentioned the World Club Cup final there, Real Madrid won. They had video assistant, didn't they,
at the side.
You know, they were trying it out in that. Pulis, you know, he's 11. They know how to set up for a draw.
Rondon, he's
a bit of a threat, isn't he? And I'd say Arsenal strike force, they'll need to be patient, really, a bit like when Chelsea played them last week.
I've seen some of the fans on the fan cams on Facebook, and they're not happy with Wenger at all. They want him gone. They want him out of there.
That's every year, though. He gets a bollocking, doesn't he, really, from him. You know what I mean? And he hasn't done too bad a job. He just can't see it out to the end and win the title, is it? We can win the cups, like, but, yeah.
They're not happy with Ozil. They're not happy with Sanchez. They're not happy, basically.
No, I saw they were looking at replacements because it seems they don't want to break the bank. I mean, in some ways, is that right? You know, they don't want to go and spend or pay a player 200 grand a week. They want to keep it sort of set at a level, and I think Sanchez and Ozil.
Yeah, but their fans are paying thousands for season tickets, so it's the object of football from a fan's point of view is winning the league. You want to win the league.
True, but where do you go? I mean, if you have a business, you just keep paying more and more and more, and you bring in the Messi, you're paying 300 grand a week, you bring in, like, you know, half of these other players, Suarez, Neymar, what would they be asking? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And all he's saying, but it's like City do it, United do it, Chelsea do it, all the top teams do it.
I know Chelsea slimmed down a little bit on that.
But they did it to get where they are.
Like. Yeah. Well, there was that thing that I think that Abramovich, he said that when he first took over, that after 10 years, Chelsea must be self-sufficient.
Yeah.
Which seems to be the case, because when we got the 10 years, they stopped signing
spending massive
bucks. Well, City now
with all the sponsorship and thing that they're bringing in, the coefficient has gone down so much now that they're basically self-sufficient as well. So,
head-to-head, Arsenal, massive advantages, 69-37. Last season it was 2-0. The Baggies, they last won away at Arsenal 3-2 in 2010. Interesting old score, saw the biggest one. 1951, Arsenal 6, West Brom 3. Could we get that out on a Boxing Day? Because consider that great caption you sent me. What was that, 1961?
Boxing Days, was it? About 500 goals.
Jesus, man, 10-1. Won it Fulham to Ipswich. Chelsea won 6-1.
United lost 6-1.
Yeah, right, was it? Yeah, okay. Yeah, massive goals. They were all letting them in there. Yeah. Too much.
Them days, they used to play them one day and then play the next day as well in the 50s.
That's right, yeah.
And so they'd be playing the same team in the reverse fixture, and you get 6-0 for the one team, the next day you get 5-0 to the other team.
That's right, yeah. All travel down on the same coach back down to the match anyway. But, right, we'll go a prediction on this then.
I think Arsenal will win that because West Brom didn't look great against United last week.
Mm.
You know, the United won 2-0.
He knows how to set up for a draw, doesn't he? But I think Arsenal, I agree with you.
They probably win 1-0 with a penalty or something.
Yeah,
like.
Boxing Day, you know, or St. Stephen's Day, let's get it right, I suppose, we're in Ireland, you know. And I'd just like to go back, one of these. There you go. And it's for me, because last week got 8 out of the 10. You've got 5 hours. It's not often I'm winning, but there you go. Of course, when I looked at it on Saturday, I had 6 out of 6 and just wished I'd put some bloody money on it, you know.
Yeah.
But, the games that, scuppered us both, really, was the Bournemouth and Southampton. Southampton winning, we didn't predict that. And, of course, we both went for a draw under City Arsenal, you know. So, but the offside goals, you know, that scuppered us out.
Yeah, the offside goals.
it was a great win for them, really, you know. Anyway, right, let's move on to our next one. Burnley and Middlesbrough are the 16th against 14th place. The Clarets have won 5 at home this year, and the Borough have won just once away. But Ata Karanka's team, they play with width, and of course they look for Negredo. He's playing up front.
The beast.
He does score for them.
He's a great player for us too. He's just too injured too often. That's all, you know.
Okay, a bit weak, is he? Yeah. Burnley like the long ball, and they attack down the middle. And, of course, there's some talk. Is there a possible Joey Barton returning there to add a bit of midfield aggression and a bit of front-page news from time to time?
Yeah, the philosopher.
Yeah. Well, I suppose he's got some wit about him, but not a bad player, but he seems to pull trouble around doesn't he?
He's like a bag of cats. You think you've got it under control, and then bang, it's in. Does something stupid.
Yeah. So, is this going to be a cracker?
I think probably 3-2 to Burnley.
I see a draw in this one, is one I disagree with you on. Interesting, see, there was 29th of December 1951, it was Burnley 7, Middlesbrough 1, so lots of goals there in that one. Okay, right, Chelsea-Bournemouth.
It's a home banker next.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
2-0, is it? I mean, don't have a great record against them, actually, when they've only met in the league four times, and Bournemouth 1-2 and Chelsea 1-2. Overall, we've beaten them twice in the cup. Yeah. So the last time we beat Bournemouth at Stamford Bridge was 1989.
That could be a banana skin, though, so, you know, without Kante and Costa.
Yeah, exactly. They're going to be big misses, but, of course, Chelsea 11 wins on the trot.
And if you have the referee you had when you came to the Etihad, you...
He might help out, might he? Yeah, he does seem to like them, all right, I'll give you that. Of course, we got surprised by the Cherries last year. It was 1-0. If I remember, that might have been one of Mourinho's last home games, I think.
Yeah.
But it's hard, yeah, to see a similar upset or repeat this year. But Eddie's house side, they play with confidence, you know. Each week, their new boss, he tries to kind of untangle this three at the back. But Chelsea might change that slightly. I don't know. They can bring in head-for-head players, really, if they bring in Batshuayi for Costa, and then perhaps just stick Fabregas in alongside Matic as kind of holding midfielders. Fabregas a bit more creative, isn't he? But he doesn't have the work rate, does he, of Kante? So, yeah.
And that, as you put down there, that Aki can't play either.
No.
And he's one of their best players.
Scoring,
you know,
for him. They've got some other, Harry Arter, Irish player, isn't he? Callum Wilson scored a few goals. Jack Wilshere, you know, well, he's whizzing out of the front and back pages.
He'd be injured, though, won't he?
Interesting. I'd say Chelsea should get the result out of that, if they really mean business. But Bournemouth won't lie down anyway. Right, Leicester and Everton. Leicester champions from 15th, Everton in 9th. Of course, the Foxes, they're minus Vardy at the King Power Stadium after the striker's ban. His appeal was turned down by the FA following last week's...
Surprise, you got card. Christmas off, huh? There's a few of them down there, isn't there?
Was it a red card?
I didn't sit down to see. I didn't plead Arsene Wenger on it. I didn't see it.
Oh, right. Yeah, well... It's possible. I mean,
I think somebody was telling me that it's the same guy that didn't send off Studs Rojo in the previous game,
right?
For the 2-footed tackle.
So that sometimes happens, does it? They try to, like,
he got abused for it. So next time it happened, guy gets a red card.
Right, I guess he's under scrutiny, isn't it, then, you know. Scorers in this game, Slimani, really, he's the top scorer for Everton, because Vardy's not playing, he's on 4. Lukaku's got 9, and looking to him to earn a massive wage rise, wasn't it, as well, in a contract.
Yeah, I saw them against Liverpool on Monday night, and it would have been robbery on Merseyside again if Liverpool hadn't won that game in the last few minutes. To be without the goal.
One-way traffic, was it?
Yeah, it's not the one-way traffic, but Everton seemed to settle for a draw.
Right.
I mean, you're playing your big rivals at home. You don't settle for a draw. If it's a proper derby, like, you go at them.
I wonder how many Liverpudlians were actually playing in the match, though, as they say, with all these derbies. Interesting, you know, Leicester, they won their last home game. You remember that? They beat Ye lot, didn't they? 4-2.
Yeah,
and so, you know, maybe their home record's not too bad. They've only lost once at home. Everton have won twice away. Head-to-head, Everton, 6 above Leicester. 3-1 was last year. Now, interestingly, the Toffees not beaten Foxes since 2003, and in 1931, it was Everton 9, Leicester City 2.
9-2, that'd be a great
game. Yeah, wasn't it? Yeah, it's one for the fans. So, which way is it going?
I'm
going
to go for a home win, because Everton were so disappointing on Monday night, and their goalkeeper got crocked, so they had to bring in a different guy again.
Okay.
So.
They got Schmeichel's back, and he for Leicester, he was last week anyway. Yeah, I agree with you, Leicester home win. Right, Man United, Sunderland. Will David Moyes get a good reception on his return to Old Trafford as he looks to upset Josie? His team is improving, isn't it? They won 3 of the last 6 and they're now playing a 4-1-4-1 formation.
Will Moyes get a good reception? He probably will from City fans.
I think they like him. I mean, it was a tough job on it for him to follow Ferguson.
You know, it's impossible. Yeah. You know, I mean, it'd be the same when Wenger leaves Arsenal. Whoever goes in there is going to hide into nothing.
For sure.
Unless they get somebody like Chelsea did. That came in Conte, he's
well, yeah, they obviously knew what they were doing, didn't they? Picked him out. And, of course, he won a few championships with Juventus, didn't he, plus the National. So, he has got some cred there. He's proven it. United, they've drawn 4 at home so far, which is unusual for them. The Black Cats have only managed one away win so far, and of course there's question marks whether Pogba and Ibrahimovic will cope with the added pressure of playing kind of festive fixtures. They wouldn't be so used to that.
Joking, aren't you? But what do you call him, Ibrahimovic? I think he's played every game this season in the league, hasn't he? That's fantastic. That's fantastic for a 36-year-old.
Oh, yeah, for sure, yeah. He's obviously, again, looks after himself. Head-to-head, Man United 64 to 42, so big difference.
You can make it 65 on Monday. Because
it was 3-0 last year. Yeah. But look at this. The first ever meetings between the club was 1893, and we will not remember that. But overall, the two games, it was Sunderland 11, Manchester United 0, because the two fixtures were 6-0 and 5-0.
Sunderland 11 on aggregate.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
So, no shocks.
So, they haven't scored 11 goals all season.
That's right, yeah. They need to get
back. No, I can't see a shock at Old Trafford.
They need to find their 1893 strikers and bring them back into
the
team.
Back.
Right, I agree with your home room. Right, so Swansea 19th, West Ham 13th. Boss Rob Bradley, did you see this? He was using abbreviations. He got picked up on this to explain the last defeat when he talked about the PK. Which is the penalty kick. Slaven Bilic, of course, he's different. He's hammering home his style, but they're still not reaching last season's away day efforts, aren't they, from Poyer and co.
I see on Soccer AM, they do a guy doing the coaching, Bab Bradley, and he's got a bald head wig on him, and he kicks everybody, and it's a PK. He's really, really funny.
I mean, we can't focus or hit him on it. It's just his accents, the way they explain the game over there. Yeah, like a Brit or an Irishman going over to America and managing over there, and calling it a tip-off.
The way I look at it is there's plenty of managers in the first, second, third divisions that could have done that job rather than bringing him over.
Yeah. Well, it could be maybe to get support in America. Do you know what I mean? Like TV support suddenly. Yeah. Who's Swansea? You know what I mean? Oh, all right, well, we'll support them, you know. And 1935, Swansea 5, West Ham 4.
Wow.
Last season it was 0-0, though.
That's probably going to be 0-0 again.
Exactly. Yeah, don't see a very exciting game here. Are we going on a draw, are we?
I'll get into the draw.
Yeah, I agree with you. So we're on the same level here today. Right, let's go to the big one. Hull, bottom place. Man City, third. Always can be a bit tricky. The Tigers, they'll need to fight, really, won't they, against a rejuvenated City who won a game that they were losing at half-time for the first time since November 2012 against Spurs.
Yeah, we've got to keep the pressure on Chelsea. We got anything less than 3 points isn't good enough. Sane's coming on well. Sterling's coming on well. Aguero will be back for that one.
Oh, I think he's back for the Liverpool game. You've got Liverpool next, didn't you?
You're Liverpool away, on New Year's Eve, five kick-off.
Yeah, we won't be here to get your predictions for that. So.
I think I can't see Hull. You know, they're not a great side. But having said that,
they can create chances, this has been a bit of luck. And I see they've offered, there was talk of Snodgrass on the move. But I think today I saw something where they're offering them new contracts. So maybe they're trying to steady the ship.
I think City will win that.
Okay. City managed only 3 clean sheets in 17.
Yeah, but they score a lot.
Yeah, true. I think they'll get back to winning ways. I don't see any.
You know what'll happen now? We've been winning away from home all year and not winning at home. It'd probably be reversed now.
Do you know what I mean? Well, you won there 2014, the last time you went there. You won there 4-2, and you got a bigger head-to-head difference, 13-5.
Yeah, I think we'll win that one. I hope so.
Okay. Yep, I agree with you too. I think Hull are going to find it very difficult, for the rest of the season, to be honest.
It'd be a battle, though. That's the only thing. It'd be a battle to one team scores. And then,
and of course, there is that, post Christmas, isn't it?
Effect, Boxing Day effort.
Although United, when he's calling his players in, Mourinho's calling them in on Christmas Day for training, isn't he? Right, Liverpool and Stoke. Liverpool's second place, aren't they? Stoke are 11th. Stoke have got two interesting games because after Liverpool, Mark Hughes, he brings his team to Chelsea. So two big away games against the top two. This is on Tuesday at 5:15.
Yeah, Liverpool get an extra day after they. Favouritism.
They'll be playing in the new Anfield, and of course Mark Hughes, and he belted in a few goals there, didn't he?
He did for United.
Yeah, he did. So they begin anyway in second place. It could be changed by the time they come round to play. Of course, we know Liverpool, they're unbeaten at home. Stoke, they've won 2 on the road so far. They've lost 3. Shaqiri, Marnie, Allen. Joe Allen is against his ex-club,
He's a very good player, actually, Joe Allen. I mean, Stoke, I was looking on Facebook, they couldn't believe that Liverpool were going to let him go, you know. So
I hope Uzi does us a favour, you know what I mean, here, and really puts him out a good team here. And tired then, you know, for the game at Stamford Bridge.
For a nil-nil draw and four or five injuries for Liverpool before we play on New Year's Eve.
The biggest result I could find between the clubs was 8-0 to Liverpool, and it was away in the 2000 League Cup. I'm sure maybe there was fringe players playing that day. Head-to-head, Liverpool, huge advantage, 70-31. Last season it was 4-1. But remember, Stoke did beat Liverpool 6-1 at home in the last game of the 14th.
Brendan Rodgers' farewell
last
game.
Last game, wasn't it? So, which way?
It's looking... It won't be easy for them because Stoke can play well at the back. And they've got a guy there, the Irish guy, what's his name?
Jonathan Walters.
Jonathan Walters, I can't remember.
Yeah.
If you put the ball in on his head, he'll take it on.
Crouch as well. He's an ex-Liverpool player.
Oh, ex-Liverpool as well, yeah.
But home wins, is it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, the Anfield roar. I mean, which is funny, we've been very safe. We don't see any shocks for the Boxing Day or St. Stephen's Day, as it is. Right, okay, and the finally goes to next Wednesday. You'll be sunnying yourself by then, will you? Southampton are in seventh at start the weekend anyway, and Spurs are in fifth. The Saints will be praying, really, for a festive performance against their former manager, Pochettino. Their last match versus Burnley, the key Spurs defender, Walker, he made 76 sprints at a top speed of 33 kilometres an hour. He had 87 touches.
And he ended up in Burnley, did he?
More than any other player.
It's funny, he's not the kind of player you look at as being fast. The other guy, Rose, you see him. But
I mean, that was a positive point from last year, wasn't it? Because Walker and Rose... They're a good left back and right back substitutions as well.
I'd be quite happy to see Danny Rose in the sky blue shirt bombing down the wing from full back. He's better than our full backs.
Well, they're both England defence, aren't they, pairing? So, yeah, well, as I say, they'll be returning there to St Mary's, isn't it? But the Saints striker, Jay Rodriguez, he's one to watch because they've had to change their forward line a little bit, haven't they?
So they lost Shane Long, didn't they? He's out injured, and the other guy that...
Charlie Austin. Two big losses, really, to any team to lose their forward line. But, you know, Claude Puel, he's managing the ship well. They're seventh place. But Spurs have won the last three of their four visits to the St Mary's, and they have a better head-to-head.
This will be four out of five, I think. Yeah. I think Tottenham will win.
The biggest result I could find, 1936. It was 8-0 to Spurs, but that was at home.
Yeah, makes a difference.
Yeah. What are you going for?
I'm going for an away win in that one.
Okay, I'm going to change now, and I'm going to go for a draw on that one, I think. I know it's a Wednesday evening game. I imagine they're on the television anyway, so...
Pub.
So that's it. We're going to, if we can find a bookies open, we could stick a couple of quid on. We might get a few bob that we can spend over this time when it's all about spending. that's it. So anyway, so you're off?
I am off on Boxing Day, St. Stephen's Day, to go visit Chris and that in Birmingham. We're going to see a couple of games while we're over there, so looking forward to that.
All right, very good. And you'll be back to us then in the new year?
I'll be back for the FA Cup weekend,
Okay, very good. Okay, we'll see you then. So we might be back next week, maybe for the New Year's Eve fixtures. We'll see how we get on. So everybody out there, thanks for listening in. Good luck with your own predictions. Have a very fantastic Christmas for yourself. Do enjoy it, keep safe, and do everything responsibly.
Yeah, drink responsibly, it's cheaper.
That's it, yeah. All right, and we're going to finish up with a Christmas song. So that's it. Enjoy yourself, and happy Christmas to you.
The Soccer Show on your radio.
Merry Christmas and a happy New Year.
Ho, 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 ho.